the supervisor meeting, July the 10th, 2018. Is there any changes to the agenda?
I have none.
I have none.
Meet with department heads and elected officials. Terry Johnson?
Good morning. The office is busy with the changeover. Different departments are within the office and stuff, change of roles and everything, so we're busy in there. And also, just to let everybody know, for precinct 1T, I'm gonna be looking for a new location for the polling site for the general election, because the Burlington Golf Club no longer wants to be a hosting site for a voting precinct. So once that's determined, I will let everybody know, and I'll put the advertisement on the website, in the paper, and we'll have to send out postcards to all the registered voters in precinct 1T. And we usually send them out to the households. So anyway, all that, once we get that determined, we'll get that all taken care of. And then also, since I stole the recorder's employee, and she was approved for passports, I'm gonna go to a class on Thursday, and then hopefully I get approved as a passport manager, and then we will start taking passports in our office. So once that is all approved and taken care of, I'll do a public release or to let everybody know when we are starting to accept passports, so.
So back to school.
Yeah, yeah. We'll see how that goes.
Thank you. Rodney, how's the maintenance department?
I'm wondering, we're doing okay, and nothing new to report at this time.
Okay, thank you. Krista?
Good morning, we're doing good, keeping busy. We're doing some outreach programs and some educational programs, but nothing really new to report.
Thank you. Angie, safety?
Good morning. I really don't have anything for you guys today.
Wow. Brad Allen, are you taking care of the sheriff's department?
I am. We got Mike in Des Moines and Jess in Minnesota, so keep them in your prayers. Please. But no, nothing to report.
Jeff up there riding four-wheelers up there in Minnesota?
Yes.
Figured that's what he was doing. Doug?
Good morning. Nothing new to report either. Population's at 92. It's been holding right around that area for a few weeks now, so. It's not great, but it's better than it was.
Yeah.
Question, I see this morning's paper that Sanders Galvez was sentenced. Now, how soon do they, I'm assuming that the first two guys are already at Fort Madison, on Fort Madison's bill?
Yeah, they were all on Fort Madison's bill.
Oh, so they're off our payroll?
Correct. All three of them are off the payroll. And both of them are back to, one's back to Illinois, one's back to Missouri.
Okay.
So they're out of Fort Madison. The other one's in Fort Madison, and he'll stay there.
For clarification, even when they were in Fort Madison, as long as they were facing Des Moines County charges, we were paying the $50 a day.
Good.
So one of them got the clubhouse and the other's got the jail, so.
Got what? Got what?
Clubhouse. In Fort Madison, a clubhouse compared to the other?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what the other ones are like, but yeah, they got quite a bit more freedom than they do at our jail. It's bad when people want to go to prison instead of stay at a county jail. It's not just our county jail, it's all county jails. They'd rather go to prison.
They probably have mattresses on their bed and not a cement slab, huh?
Yeah, and their time about gets cut in half.
Cut the slabs in half?
No, their time that they spend there.
Sorry to bother you.
Okay. Colin, how's the IT department?
Pretty good. Keep busy, but nothing new to report.
Do you have to ask him?
What's that?
Do you have to ask him?
Don't talk about it.
Jared, how's Southeast Iowa region?
Oh, please give me. No, it wasn't you, Jared.
Pretty rude feelings here, Jared. She's like that.
Well, we had our
zoning commission meeting last night. It was our first preliminary plat up for review since Zach and I have been doing the land use duties for Des Moines County. So we should have an agenda item for that preliminary plat here in a couple of weeks. Apart from that, we've had pretty much the usual. We've had a few inquiries and general matters related to subdivision and possible building. Just in general with regional planning, I should note that next Wednesday, the 17th, we're going to have our final of the four meetings to review the public meetings to review the our regional 5-year long-range plan. That's going to be at our office in West Burlington next Wednesday at 4:30. We've had one so far in Loayza County early July, and then we've got the Lee and Henry County coming up within the next week.
Okay, thank you.
Are you sure that's on Wednesday? I put it in my calendar for Tuesday.
I thought it was on Tuesday also.
Oh,
that's what your email said.
Oh, it is the 17th. I apologize.
Well, Mr. Carter, you're on the ball, so we'll let you speak.
I had the number right.
Couple reminders. I was for the Highway 61 four-lane project. I mentioned it last week. So as of now, 150th Street to the west is closed. 150th Street to the east is a dead end, so it can't be closed. Iowa City Road did open back up the connection there. So those two are open, and everything else is still where it's been, either closed or open, as it's always been, I guess. Our Beaverdale project, hoping to do some concrete maybe, probably Monday, be my guess, or early next week. They had talked about Friday, but I don't think they can get ready in time. Our Iowa City Road grading project, so that'd be on the far, kind of the north end. That's coming along, contractor's still working. It's one of those things, a grading job kind of goes along fairly slow. You don't all of a sudden, you just don't see big changes all at once, but they're still working on that. And so, anyway, that's kind of what's going on. A lot of stuff going on right now.
Okay, thank you.
If you want to close anything on the east side past Vista View, you can go ahead and do that.
Go ahead and do that.
That's all my family back there.
Okay.
So.
Yeah,
aunts and uncles and grandparents.
And they have called before, but you want to just close it down and say
yeah,
compliments to Colin?
Yeah.
I suspect they may still call me.
Yeah.
Correspondence. Do you gentlemen have any correspondence?
No.
Public input session number one. Anybody from the public have anything to say, please rise. Seeing nobody from the public rise, we shall move on to discussion and vote. First item, we have a Class C liquor license for Hy-Vee on the Barn for reception on August the 2nd.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes. Okay, we have letters for cash on hand from all our departments.
Motion to approve.
Okay. Second.
Terry Johnson?
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes. Stamp that shortly. Approval of an encroachment agreement on the frontage of 9293 Golf Course Road. Brian, you want to explain that a little bit?
This is the first, I think, actually, or at least I don't remember it happening before, but got contacted by an attorney a couple weeks ago. I know Tom was actually contacted before I was, and then by random chance, I was contacted the same day from a different direction. And there's a piece of property out along that stretch of Golf Course Road, and the county owns what I'd call probably wider right-of-way than what you would expect or realize or whatever. Apparently bought some extra right-of-way back when they did a project there, and at least three different landowners ago, they built a garage. And if you drove by there, you hardly even know there's a garage there. It's kind of up on top of a hill behind a bunch of brush. And it came to light. I mean, this property has transferred hands a couple different times. And it came to light that the garage was actually built roughly 6 foot onto the right-of-way. It's not by the road, it's not an obstruction. There's also a large retaining wall that, again, even when I've driven by there, I assumed was behind what I would assume to be the right-of-way line. And it's entirely on the right-of-way. For the sale to go through, I was contacted by a local attorney to see if the county would sign an encroachment agreement, which basically states that if the garage or the retaining wall ever fail or are damaged or whatever, that they'll be removed and built in a proper location off of county right-of-way. And if the county ever, I'm summarizing, keep in mind, but you have the document in front of you, and if the county ever needs to do something there, that it's not our issue to deal with these structures or whatever. So it's a real basic agreement. I think there's three main parts. It was a royal pain for the realtor. Apparently these folks don't live around here anymore, so she loaded up somebody that was a notary and spent her day Sunday driving around the state of Iowa to get a couple signatures and having them notarized. You will notice that the wrong chairman was on there. Bob Beck was noted on there. Terry crossed it out and corrected it. And it's not a simple document to just go get signatures on again. So I think we can survive just as it is. And when we're done, we'll walk her out, take it down to the recorder's office, record it, and then they're going to close on the property. So we're kind of just a facilitator here. We didn't put the document together. We didn't cause the problem, but you gentlemen have to be the ones to approve the encroachment agreement. I would recommend you do.
So move.
Second. Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Thanks for taking us out there and showing that to us last week too, Brian.
Yeah, no problem. I was as curious as anybody because I've driven by there plenty of times and never realized, so. But. And I'm surprised you got caught this time, to be honest with you.
Okay, recorder, business figure 19, designation of official depository. And it says, hereby, gentlemen, I hereby designate Two Rivers and Bank Trust official depository for funds in the Office of Des Moines County Recorder's Deeds, Register, and Vital Statistics. This designation is specific year July 1, 2018 to June 30, 2019. The dollar amount for the maximum deposit is $150,000.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Here we have a change of status. Alexa Stevenson, unpaid leave, 7-4-5-6, looks all the way through 7-8 and 7-9, 49 and a half hours.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yeah. We have reports from the auditor. Recorder's fees collected in June. Recorder's report fees collected, fiscal year 17-18 at the Veterans Affair. These reports will be on file in the the auditor's office for your viewing at your discretion. Okay, before we move on to any other business, I see Ken.
Good morning, sorry I'm late.
Good. How's the mental health going?
Going good. I was meeting with someone, couldn't get away this morning, but I would like to mention the recovery center in our building, 910 Cottonwood, right behind Fun City, is now open. And I'm hopeful that it'll help quite a few people. I think of the people that are on waiver waiting lists, you know, waiting for services. Now this is a non-eligibility based service, so anyone could come to this recovery center, and I think they're open from like 9 to 5 right now, and then they're going to decide what hours the people want them to be open. But for this week, it's like 9 to 5, and it's a great service. They've got activity calendar already, and people can come and see other peers that have similar disabilities and talk with them and participate in the activities and be a part of deciding what activities they want to do too. So I'm really excited about that being open now. That's about all I have.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we have the minutes for the regular meeting on July the 3rd, 2018.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry Johnson.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Is there any other business?
I have none.
I have none. Future agenda items.
Do we still have a work session on the agenda for the 8th?
Okay. Get my call week. Yesterday and verified, okay. So it will be on the agenda for a work session next week.
Committee reports.
Attended a meeting of the Crisis Intervention Training Committee, and we got a flyer out there. We're still on schedule to provide the first Southeast Iowa Link Crisis Intervention Training for area law enforcement and first responders on October 22nd through October 26, 2018 at the Iowa National Guard Armory in Mount Pleasant, Iowa. So this is something we've been working toward, and I'm kind of excited about. I took a ride around with the crisis trained, a ride along with the crisis trained officer Friday night. An educational evening.
Here?
In the Burlington Police Department, and we did have one suicidal individual that he got to employ some of those skills with. And the rest of the evening is probably similar to what you're used to, Brent. Yeah. But it was an interesting evening. That's all I have.
I didn't have any.
Okay, move on to public input station number 2. Anybody from public have anything to say? Seeing nobody rise, we shall go for adjournment.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. I have a question.